T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you had any dealings with the Water Authority? I mean, you must have had some as town attorney in Amherst, but anything substantial?
No, we've had disagreements through the town of Amherst from time to time. They've always been worked out.
So you're starting from kind of point zero in this whole situation?
With the Water Authority, I am. But I was with the town of Amherst almost 20 years in the legal department. Before that, I was a bank operations manager for 10 years, and this, I guess, is the start of a third career.
What makes you qualified for this position?
Well, having been the town of Amherst attorney for as long as I have, and having had a role in the New York State Bar Association municipal section on their executive committee and finishing as a first vice chair, I've had some broad experience, especially with open meetings law and FOIL, which seemed to be the crux of the report from the ABO on the Water Authority.
Have you read the ABO report?
Pardon me?
Have you read the
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts on that ABO report? It was scathing.
Yes, and it involves a very high level of management. In fact, the highest level. It involved the operations of the commissioners themselves. However, I think the way the commissioners were acting had been going on for nearly a half a century. And that goes back to the when it was first created. Many municipalities throughout the state operate in very informal ways. And what this report shows is that we had an authority that had been operating for many years. It's not just the current commissioner or the current past board. It's been going on for years. I think you've heard the legislature acknowledge that since its creation. They've had the Water Authority has had a reputation of acting very politically.
Why take on this role?
That's a good question. I've been pretty much retired since I left the town of Amherst. One of them is, having read the ABO report, I recognized just about every issue that they pointed out because I've experienced it. When I first went to the town of Amherst, they were operating on some levels informally, and we had to clean all that up. And over the process, because the town of Amherst was a highly visible town board, we had to clean that up because we were under public scrutiny. So recently, the Water Authority has come under public scrutiny, and it has showed the informality that they were operating under and some of the defects. Again, this is a very high-level problem. It doesn't involve the day-to-day operation of the Water Authority. I doubt that it affected the essential mission of the Water Authority, which is to provide reliable, clean water for the public.
Do you have any idea what you're going to be looking for in the new executive director?
Primarily management experience with some technical expertise is what I would recommend.
In there we heard words like lack of transparency, abuse, corruption. What are your priorities? What are the first things that you plan on doing to right this ship?
Well, first of all, that the commissioners provided all the information that they need to make a reasonable determination, and that the staff, the lower level of management, are providing that, and in a timely manner so that the commissioners have the opportunity to review it before they make a vote.
Nothing to hide?
Nothing to hide.
So you're not going to hide behind an advertising agency and all of that stuff?
That's kind of foreign to me. I've always been my own advertising agency.
When it comes to taking this position, you're sort of putting your head on the chopping block here and inheriting years of problems. Again, why put yourself out there for something like that? Why not stay retired?
Well, my wife says I need more structure in my life, so that's one of the reasons. The other one is I didn't realize how much I missed it until I saw some of these issues and know I have dealt with them in the past, and I know how to fix it.
Other things that you have identified as problems that you would like to address in the short term?
Well, I don't know how they're operating with their contract processing, whether, you know, making sure that the procurement process is according to state law, making sure that the budget has those procurements budgeted for, and making sure that there's been thorough legal review and controller review for budgeting purposes. So I mean that the financial end of it, the employment end of it. Obviously, the number one employee that needs to be found is a new executive director.
There was some talk in there about the possibility of making the Water Authority potentially a county department. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, that's a possibility. My only concern there is that if the county absorbs the Water Authority, there's a lot of outstanding bonds that the Water Authority have. I believe that the reason we have an authority that was separated is so that the for bonding purposes, that the county didn't have to absorb that capital expense. My only concern there is that it turns into some type of money grab by the county government itself, and it gets passed on to the taxpayers. A lot of times when you make financial moves like that, there's extra money that comes into the coffers, and it gets spread around. So that would be my main concern about it becoming a county department.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.